Welcome to Tank Talk with Teddy, a podcast talking all things related to residential oil tanks. You have questions? Teddy has answers.
Oh, hey, Teddy. Yeah, what's up, man?
Man, not much, bro. How's it going?
You're pretty good. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. So what's going on? You got a, is it a wholesale deal or what's the story?
Yeah, more likely this is going to be a wholesale deal. So I already had the buyer lined up. All the paperwork is done. It's just now this oil tank has given me a headache for the last 3 weeks.
Is it active or are they not using it anymore?
It's a decommissioned tank. It was decommissioned back in 2004.
Okay.
But the buyer still wants it removed just to test for contamination, that he wants that done before he buys the property.
And the seller probably doesn't want to do anything, right?
Yeah, the seller just wants to leave it and like, yo, y'all buying the property as is. Like, I don't want to deal with it. I'm like, yo, I'll pay for it. He's just like, he's real concerned.
So we have a solution for that. So we could come in and for $600, I could probe around that tank. And if I find clean soil, we sell a 6-month guarantee, which states as long as your buyer removes that tank with us within 6 months, God forbid there's any leak or any contamination that we missed or anything, we would clean it up at no additional charge. So the initial test is $600. After he closes on the deal, to make sure he closes, so only thing out of pocket, $600 now. Once he closes, then it would be $1,400 for the guarantee, and you're looking at $1,500 roughly for the removal. So like all in, it's like $3,500 roughly, and he's going to be guaranteed he's not going to have any more expenses than that.
Okay. I'll see if he's interested in that.
That's the deal that Johnson just did. We just did a sample for Johnson and Garfield, and we sampled it. It came back clean. He's most likely going to get the guarantee. In my opinion, it's better to do the soil borings than it is to pull that tank, and I'll explain why. I could do soil borings as quickly as next week, you know, 4 or 5 business days. A tank pull is going to take me 4 weeks to get permits and get you on the schedule. The other thing is cheaper. It's only $600 as opposed to like $1,500 to pull that tank on a low end. And also, I'll be able to, if I find contamination during my investigation, it's all included in the $600. I'm going to figure out exactly how much contamination is there by delineating the soils. So I'll be able to come back to you and say, yeah, there's contamination here, and here's the fixed number, whether that's 10 Gs or 20 Gs or whatever. That's a fixed number. It doesn't fluctuate. So you can now work that into the deal. We can even get paid at closing if there's equity in the deal. So we'll work with you guys. You know what I mean?
Okay. And for that soil test, like how much damage is done to the property?
It's a 2-inch hole that we drilled alongside the tank. So, and it's a track rig machine, rubber track. So it's very minimal damage. We're not like excavating up the ground or anything like that. It's literally a bore hole of 2 inches in diameter.
Okay. All right. I like that. When do you think you'll be it? I'm going to just pay the $600 myself and still do that and then send all the information to the buyer. I'm pretty sure like
tell the buyer to call me, man. I'll talk to him and I'll let him know. Like, we do a ton of investor work, and this is the program that we literally set up for investors that are in his position, because we understand that sellers don't want to do shit with these tanks. So we literally came up with this program where it's like, all right, for $600, you're going to get all the information you need within a few days. And we're going to back it up with a guarantee. If I tell you it's clean, you're safe. Like, you're literally safe. We take all the liability off of your hands. You have no worries at all. As long as you pull it within 6 months, that's the only caveat. You got to have it out of the ground by us within 6 months.
Right. Okay. And do you have anything like you can email me with that? Because it's hard.
Yeah, absolutely. Whose name should I put the contract in? You want me to put in your name since you're paying for it?
Yeah, you can put in my name.
All right, perfect. I'm going to get this to you literally like right when we hang up. I'm going to email it over to you. If you want to move forward with it, it's all electronic. You just click the prove and just type in your name as a signature, and then I'll call for utility mark out. So that's a company that marks out the water, gas, sewer. That'll take 3 days to clear, and on the fourth day, I'll get you on the schedule.
Okay. Once you send it to me, I'm going to send it to the buyer. Once he agrees, I'll send you a text and then pay you the money and sign the paperwork.
Yeah, like I said, if he wants to call, I'm in the office today. If he wants to call and ask for me, my name is Teddy. I can answer any questions he has.
All right, cool. That works.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.
All right, Teddy. Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks. Bye.